This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, he distinctly said, you know what? I'm telling you, if we play as a team, this team is stacked. You know, we stay healthy. I think we beat the Chiefs next week easily. Well, I shouldn't say easily.
He really said that on you could see him in the open.
Lions haven't made it, the Browns haven't made it. You know, they said one of the very few teams that haven't won to the Super Bowl. And Collinsworth said, "Yep, it's not going to be this year either."
All right, I got Game Pass. I think I got the full run back, and I'm going to take a look at that during the break. Okay, Keith?
I just did a double take. I'm like, what did he say? I'm like, you know, not that I.
That's a bit strong.
Oliver, but he does got that smirk. You know what? I hope we destroy the Bengals this year.
Keith, you're right.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's just some kind of fake Cincinnati Cleveland rivalry thing. I don't know, because he was very flattering when he talked about.
I didn't know that.
When he talked about Baker improving his footwork and his mechanics and how that was a big thing over the offseason. Even though, God forbid, you could be in Cleveland and actually say Baker could get better at something. He talked about a lot of that and was very, very complimentary of the roster and Stefanski. So I don't know. That surprises me.
I have many faults. One of them is maybe I do not see the rivalry the same way. I don't see a rivalry with Cincinnati as much as I would Pittsburgh.
Does it just depend how old you are?
I think it does. Chris Collinsworth, I think he played for some pretty competitive Bengals teams. Did he not? I think he did.
He went to the Super Bowl twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure he played during the competitive era. He played for some very competitive Bengals teams. The Browns were competitive during that time. You know, you go back to Sam Weiss. You don't live in Cleveland. I just don't think of them as the same type of rival as I would the Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens, which they might not think of up until this last year. They might not think of us in that same sense, but I have nowhere near the ill will towards the Bengals is what I would have over those other two teams in the division.
And it's be interesting to talk to Ken Wyman about, because
let's bring him on here.
The reality is the Browns, it's been tough for our fans to get invested in these rivalries because they've been so lopsided over the years. In our division, we've gotten schooled by all three teams since 1999. It's actually embarrassing how bad it's been, but now I have a feeling that could start to change.
Ken Wyman joining us, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Find him on Twitter at Ken Wyman Sport on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ken, first off, thanks for joining us. Second of all, how do Ravens fans see the Browns as a rival?
I think more this year than in years past, but if Chris Collinsworth has declared that the Browns can't win the Super Bowl, then why play the season? I think that it's in stone if Collinsworth has said it. But the Browns have been a team that has been overlooked in years past, but I think Ravens fans are well aware of how good they look on paper this year.
Yeah, I think both teams are very, very competitive. I'll ask you about what you might think about the Steelers coming up in a bit. We wanted you on Tuesday for a different reason. You know, J.K. Dobbins goes down, and we'll get into that whole rigmarole. Do you think if it were on the other foot, because I was asked, how excited were you that J.K. Dobbins went? I'm like, I was not excited that J.K. Dobbins went down. And my buddy immediately goes, well, they'd be excited if Nick Chubb went down. I was like, I'm not sure. I wanted to ask you.
I guess some fans would be excited, but it's one of those things where, for me, the Ravens, it's a big loss, because I thought Dobbins was going to have a huge year. But the reality is that Lamar drives that bus as far as the running game is concerned. So they'll still – they rushed for 3,000 yards with Mark Ingram back there a couple of years ago. And J.K. Dobbins was still at Ohio State. I think the running game will be fine. I don't know that the people get excited about injuries. That's bad karma, in my opinion. You start rooting for other guys to get hurt.
I thought it was the same way. I know it's different because you're a host and I'm a host, and so it's like, it's really ugly if we hope for guys to get hurt or cheer for guys to get hurt. But I think even as a – I just feel weird as a fan. Like, if I'm celebrating somebody else getting hurt, it's like, I feel that karma is going to get me if I do.
Yeah, that's where I am because I – and plus, I think as living on this earth for over 40 years as a Jewish person, I feel guilty about that. And I know it'll bite me in the rear at some point if I start rooting for other people or celebrating other people's injuries.
Obviously, we're down to the cut day, and we have the practice squad rosters, and that was supposed to be a big deal. Were there any surprise cuts for the Baltimore Ravens?
I think Ben Mason a little bit because they drafted him in the fifth round, though I hated the pick when it happened, and I've been saying that they should stop drafting Michigan players in the first place because none of them have been successful. They've since the Harbaughs have both been coaching, they've drafted Willie Henry, he stunk. Chris Wormley, he wasn't very good. Traded him to Pittsburgh. Ben Bredesen, they traded him this year because he stunk. And now Ben Mason, who didn't make the team. They had some tough decisions. They love this Chris Westry kid, the corner undrafted cornerback. He made the roster. Our Darius Washington is smallish, but he just kept making plays, so they found a way to get him on the roster. So at the end of the day, no, not a lot of big surprises. But the fact that they couldn't keep one of their draft picks from this year on the team was something that caught my eye.
Ken Wyman joining us here on the show. Going back to the J.K. Dobbins injury, how hot was it on Monday and Tuesday about playing J.K. Dobbins in the first place?
Well, that's the issue, right? Because so Harbaugh is an Andy Reid disciple, and Andy Reid goes out there and he plays his guys a half. I think they played a half, and to the Chiefs played, their starting offense played a half in two games. Well, this offense didn't play at all, and part of that was because Ronnie Stanley was coming back from injury, and quite frankly, the offensive line was a mess. Zeitler was hurt. Villanueva still doesn't look good at right tackle. So you don't want to put Lamar behind those guys, but they had what they thought was their starting offensive line, so you throw them out there. But throwing them out there for 10 plays, I don't know what sense that makes, and I don't know what that accomplishes. And as far as Dobbins is concerned, as a running back, I think he'd already played in some preseason. Here's the thing. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. But I do know that if they don't play, they don't get hurt. So I just – at the end of the day, I don't know what that whole thing accomplished.
Ken Wyman joining us on the hotline. With Lamar Jackson, and we know some of the decision-making when it comes to vaccinations, it is something that everybody's talking around the NFL. Bill Belichick is talking about it. Cam Newton, some people are wondering if he was cut because of it. And just how punitive the NFL is, has this conversation changed at all there in Baltimore?
No, I think fans want him to get vaccinated. And Bill Belichick, very interesting answer yesterday because it didn't really – first of all, they can't talk about it. So, of course, because of whatchamacallit, Urban Meyer had to walk back his comments. But for him to throw in the other thing yesterday, which was complete misinformation because, what was it, seven times more unvaccinated cases in the NFL than vaccinated. But fans want him to get vaccinated because the concern is that he plays really well and you get to November and boom, he gets it again. And, you know, not even thinking about, well, God forbid it's serious and he has serious health issues. It's just that he misses a game and he costs him a playoff berth. So absolutely people want him to get vaccinated. And it's an issue. I'll tell you this. My father talks to me about it every damn day. Like, I have the answers for him. Oh, Ken, when's Lamar getting vaccinated? I don't know, Dad, but he'll ask me every day.
Well, I heard – I can't believe this. I kind of heard – I usually disagree with everything Dabo Swinney says, and then Dabo Swinney had a really good analogy just about like, hey, you know, you go out in cold weather, you want to bundle up in cold weather. It doesn't mean you're never going to get a cold, but it's good to have better protection there. And I was like, boy, that's a pretty good analogy. You know, I still think it's going to just be best for business. Even across all this, it's just best for business. It's already been proven what the protocols are and aren't for vaccinated versus unvaccinated players. You're going to cost yourself probably game time even being around somebody, even if you're not vaccinated there. Have they pleaded with Lamar about that, or is it just it's just not going to work and they decided, fine, it's your right and you can do whatever you want?
So this goes back to everything else with Lamar. I think if Lamar had an agent, that would be a conversation they'd love to have with his agent. But Lamar does not have an agent. So I don't know. Have they talked to his mom about this? I do not know the answer to that question. But I'm sure that they have said to Lamar, you probably should get vaccinated. I know Lamar, when he spoke about it, said, I want to talk to some doctors. And the doctors, I think, would in unison say, get vaccinated. So, but again, this is another one of those difficult conversations because he does not have an agent. You know, they want to give him, if I'm Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, I'd be like, you know what? Hey, I'm about to give you $200 million. Get the shot. But I don't know if they can have that conversation.
Final one from me. Do you, media, fans, would you feel the Browns are maybe at a competitive advantage because Baker Mayfield is vaccinated and Lamar Jackson isn't?
I hadn't even thought of that. I'll put it this way. Again, it goes back to Lamar not being vaccinated. And it's just like, I think there's a concern for some fans that at some point they're going to be playing really well and it's going to come to a big game and he's going to test positive and he's going to have to miss that big game. So, yes, Baker being vaccinated does give them an advantage.
Ken, we can't thank you enough for the time, buddy. All the best.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
You too. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Ken Wyman Sport on Twitter. What do you think of that?
Thank God that Baker took care of this. Honestly, he was, thank God.
He was at the forefront.
We would have had to have these conversations, and they are uncomfortable just because we know we're going to lose listeners who just disagree with that politically, and they're just going to say, we don't want to hear about this every day. Yet it would have been the only thing to talk about every day. Mm-hmm. Would have been one of the only things to talk about. So I thank Baker Mayfield big time for alleviating that discussion. And also, the quarterback doing something, I don't think you can underestimate the leadership of a quarterback, especially him as a leader, which is what you got to give like bonus points to Baker, because you just can clearly see. Just know when you see it. You know a clear, proven leader when you see it. And so him doing that, I think it made it very easy for anybody questioning. A lot of people are questioning. You know, there are the people who are vocally like, no chance. I'm never doing this. I'm never getting. But I think most people in the country are like, I don't know. Should I? Should I not? When Baker does it, it makes it easy for his teammates to go, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I think you're right. But there's also, you know, I don't know if that's even the example. I think you look at the example that's set by Ryan Tannehill, where Ryan Tannehill flat out said he didn't plan to do it, and then the NFL, where the rules are, and this is just like anybody else's work, the rules are that he feels, and he tested positive.
Yeah.
But as a vaccinated person, that still the rules are different.
Rules are different.
And so he felt it was just best for business, best for competition. They are a team that we don't talk a ton about Tennessee, and we probably should. It's just their defense isn't very good at all. Kind of the they fell off a cliff there. We probably should talk about Tennessee more, but Ryan Tannehill takes it seriously, and they believe that they're a contender in the AFC, and they probably are. We just don't talk about them that much. Probably we should. Ryan Tannehill said it's going to be what's best for business. He's got to do what he's got to do to make sure that they're not at a competitive disadvantage. And I think that, you know, baseline, that's what it is. Is there's more opportunity, there's more base for business if you were to do it. And Lamar not doing it, it's still, okay, what are the protocols for that? Are you missing 10 days? Are you missing a game? Now we're missing games here. It's going to be a tight race. I don't think that this
imagine
division...
Imagine missing the playoffs because, you know, we know when Lamar Jackson plays, they win.
Well,
in regular season games, when he plays, they win. We saw it firsthand difference maker he was last year again. And imagine missing the playoffs by a game.
Think about it this way.
Because he had to be out because of close contact or another, you know, bout with the COVID.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.